Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day three in our seven-day series. And what we're looking at this week is a question that I posed was, why do you do the things that you do? Why we as Christians should do what we do or what we should do? Why do you forsake all to follow Christ? Why do you give to the Lord's work? Why do you suffer persecution with a good attitude? Why do you love your enemies? Why do you keep yourself from the love of the world? On the seventh, the first day, 2 days ago, we looked at some scriptures telling us why we are hated by the world. And then yesterday we saw many scriptures about losing our life and gaining real life, a life lived for Christ and the gospel. It's because of, it's for the Lord's sake. We do it for the Lord's sake and for the gospel's sake. And today we're going to look at some similar things as yesterday. And what we'll be looking at is why we give up things, why we, you know, lay down things in this world to gain Christ or to, you know, to live for Him. And this isn't to give us salvation. This is the reason why we as Christians would do these things is not to gain salvation. We're saved by grace. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are created unto good works, and there's a motivation behind it. Why should we do these things? It's because of our love for Jesus, for all that He's done for us, for all the things that He did by coming to this earth and living His life the way He did, being giving us the scriptures, laying down His life, shedding His blood for our sins, and the list goes on and on. So it's because of our love for Him is why we do these things, and that's the bottom line of what we're looking at this week. So today we're going to be looking at a few verses. Matthew 19:29 says, "And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands, for My name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life." So there's a super promise, a glorious promise that if we would forsake houses and businesses and our family and these things to serve the Lord, we're going to receive 100-fold. Another one which is very similar to that is in Mark 10. It says, "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for My sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come eternal life." And that's the way it is when we leave our houses, say like here in America, and we leave our family behind, we go and serve the Lord somewhere, that we actually gain, says 100-fold, now in this life, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands. Notice there's the wife isn't there because we don't get more wives than our original wife. But we gain all these other relationships. We gain houses that we can stay in. And we might not own the deed to it, but, you know, they're offered to us. And God provides for us. But there comes persecution with it too, a lot of times. So, laying down our life or laying down our things, our houses and stuff to serve the Lord, is a reasonable thing, and it's for the Lord's sake. It's for the gospel's sake, as it says here in both of these, or in these passages. Okay, and then also in Matthew 19:12, it says, "For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be some and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And I think this, what this is talking about is naturally some people aren't able to have children, and some people are also made eunuchs by other people, like especially in these days, they are in the days of the kings, they would have their harem and they would put a man in to take care of these women, but he didn't have any desire because they made him a eunuch. But then it says they can be made, that which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And I don't think that's talking about doing some surgery ourselves or anything like that, but it's talking about just not being married and not having children to serve the Lord. And that's a reasonable thing. And Paul even talks about it in other places. But this is the words of Jesus, that some people can, you know, be very fulfilled, very useful in the kingdom of God, never being married, never having children, but just serving the Lord. And it's a reasonable thing. It's a blessed thing. It's for the gospel's sake again, and it's for the kingdom of heaven's sake in this passage. Also Luke verse 18:29 says, And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. So there it is again in Luke, very similar to what we looked at in Matthew and in Mark. 1 Corinthians 9:19, starting with verse 19, it says, For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all. So this is, you know, like laying down yourself, laying down everything, not serving yourself, but serving others. He says, yet have I made myself servant unto all. He became a servant that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So this is Paul just not compromising, not conforming to the world or anything like that. That's not what this passage is talking about. But he was able to become all things to all men. He was able to lay down his life, to lay down his own self, his own desires or whatever, and so that people would be saved. Verse 23 then says, And this I do for the gospel's sake. So here's the reason why we do things, is for the gospel's sake. It's so that people can be saved. That I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate, or is self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So there's the motivation. We're going to receive an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And so he says here that he has made all things to all men, that he might save some. He also says that he keeps under his body and brings it into subjection. And it's for the gospel's sake, and it's so that he wouldn't be a castaway, but he would be faithful serving the Lord. So let's us also be faithful serving the Lord, and let's do it for Christ's sake, for the kingdom of heaven's sake, for the gospel's sake, as we saw in these passages. So God bless you.